أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولئن مستهم نفحة من عذاب ربك ليقولن يا ويلنا إنا كنا ظالمين. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to warn those who have opposed him and who have gone to the extent of insulting him and mocking at him, that there is absolutely no one who can guard them and protect them against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained how He has given them, not only them, but even their forefathers, a prolonged life in this world, and they have been given comfort, and they have been given the different pleasures and luxuries of the dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell them that whatever warning He has issued to them, these warnings have been issued to them by a revelation. So He is issuing these warnings to them on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In ayah number 46, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَئِن مَسَّتْهُمْ نَفْحَةٌ مِّنْ عَذَابِ رَبِّكَ. If one nafha, just one whiff of the punishment of Allah must touch them. One whiff, it must just touch these people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَيَقُولُنَّ. They will then say, and they will cry out, يَا وَيْلَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. Woe unto us, certainly we were wrongdoers. Then they will come to realize, not even the full impact of the azab of Allah, even if it is just one whiff, nafha means a whiff of wind, even that amount, if it afflicts them and it touches them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they will come to realize that they were indeed the wrongdoers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next ayah speaks of the weighing of deeds in akhirah. Now this is a very lengthy topic with regards to the weighing of deeds and what will be used to weigh the deeds and how will the deeds be weighed and so on and so forth. So this is a famous ayah. We generally hear this ayah being recited in the last lesson of the Sahih of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, because he commences his last chapter in his book with this topic, the topic of the weighing of deeds, and in the title of the chapter he includes this ayah. The ayah is وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطِ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٍ شَيْئًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that on the day of Qiyamah we are going to place and we are going to establish. What are we going to place? What are we going to establish? Allah says mawazin. Mawazin is the plural of mizan. Mizan is one scale. Mawazin means many scales. So we are going to place scales that will weigh with justice. Scales that will weigh with justice. فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٍ شَيْئًا. A single soul will not be wronged and will not be oppressed in any way. وَإِن كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, even if the deed, whether good or bad, is equivalent to a mustard seed in weight. حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَةٍ. حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَةٍ means a mustard seed. Even if it is that heavy, and that is how much it weighs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَتَيْنَا بِهَا. We will bring it forth, meaning it too will be weighed. We are not going to ignore, and we are not going to leave out even the smallest of deeds. Every single deed will be weighed. وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِدِينَ. And Allah, now, when you think of this, every human being, from the time of Adam alayhi salam until the last human being that will live on this earth, every single human being's deeds will be weighed. It's such a mammoth, I mean, such a huge task. It seems insurmountable. It seems impossible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. But we will be more than sufficient to take accountability. We will not require any assistance, or any help, or any support. That is why the day of Qiyamah will be such a lengthy day. So, with regards to these mawazin, وَنَدَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the plural, scales, will be placed. Now, scholars have differed here. It could mean that there are many scales on the day of Qiyamah, the nature of which is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and different deeds will be weighed on different scales. Or every individual person will have a different scale for different deeds. So for Salah, a separate scale. And for Zakah, a separate scale. For fasting, a separate scale. And the same will apply to the sin. But majority maintain the view that there will be one scale. One of the al-mawazin, there will be one huge, absolutely huge, large scale. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described it in a hadith. Jibreel alayhi salam will be standing at its side, and he will be responsible for the weighing of deeds. Now, why does Allah use the plural? If there will be one scale, why did Allah not say, وَنَضَعُ الْمِيزَانِ? Allah says, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينِ, which is plural, as we said. Because sometimes in Arabic, when you wish to denote the greatness of something and its huge size, then instead of using the singular, you use the plural. So that's how big it will be and how huge it will be. How are the deeds actually going to be weighed? Because deeds do not have any physical shape or body. We have learned time and again that every deed that you perform in this dunya takes a physical shape in Akhirah. Takes a physical shape and a physical form in Akhirah. And those shapes and forms of every deed that we have performed, those are the things that are going to be weighed in Akhirah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the weighing of deeds in reality. Sahaba asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Ya Rasul of Allah, will anyone completely forget somebody? Completely forget of anyone else? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there are three instances when every person will forget everyone else. When is that? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, number one, when you are standing in front of the scale and your deeds are being weighed. Number two, when you are given your book of deeds, you will either receive them in your right hand or you will receive them in your left hand. Receiving them in the right hand is a sign of your success. Receiving them in the left hand is a sign of your failure. And the third place where you will not remember anyone at all is when you are about to cross the Sirat, the bridge that extends over Jahannam into Jannah. There too you will not remember and think of anyone but your own self. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in this ayah, that irrespective of how big the deed may be or how small it may seem, we are going to wait. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us not to disregard any good deed, not to disregard, no matter how small the deed may be. The intention behind the deed is what adds value and weight to that deed. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that even if it is a little, small, good deed, we should try and carry the deed out, because it might weigh heavier than some of the big deeds that we perform in this dunya. May Allah grant us the understanding.